To the flag. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, the States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation. Liberty, justice for all.
This should formally be known as the gut check in the future.
There you go.
All we thought.
So we need to get a motion to approve the minutes of the May 12th, 2020 meeting.
Patrick.
Latimer.
All in favor? Opposed? That motion carries. I'm assuming we have no grievances if Nate's on?
No grievances.
We'll move on to purchasing.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me all right? Okay. So yeah, I just had two items. Excuse me. The first item was authorization to issue an RFP for the auctioneering services. This is for the surplus auction, not for the real estate property option that we have. This is typically a 5-year contract, 1 year with 4 renewals.
Patrick will move it.
Got a motion and a second. Any other questions for Andy? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That motion carries.
Okay, and the second item was to see if we could authorize the county surplus auction for this year. The date I proposed was September 24th. That's the fourth Thursday in September. That's typically when we always do it.
I'll make a motion to go ahead with it. Latimer.
Patrick, second.
Everything will be loosened up by then. We'll be able to conduct the auction.
Right. I'm assuming that. Yep.
Questions for Andy? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
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 That motion carries. Thanks, Andy.
All righty. Thank you.
Moving on back to Nate.
Okay, good morning, everybody. I just have two items for you. The first deals with the program that we use for all of our civil service exams, roster cards, employment histories, canvases, certifications, all that sort of stuff. It's with Catalog and Commerce Solutions. We purchased the program in 2016. And it's about to expire the end of July. It's one of those situations where, you know, by buying a new program wouldn't make sense, would be very cost prohibitive. So what I'm asking is to rescind the authority for the RFP and extend the contract based on the original RFP term. So in effect, we'd basically extend out and just pay the maintenance fee, which is currently costing us around $5,700 per year. I would expect it would go up a little, but not very much.
I'll move it, Carol Ferratella.
Motion, second.
Patrick, second.
Nate, I got do you have any idea if we were to send out an RFP, what kind of numbers we would get from other?
I'll tell you, Brian, honestly, from talking to all of my colleagues statewide, I'd say probably 60 to 70% of agencies use this particular program. And I think they're the only game in town. We haven't seen anything else that even comes close to this on doing the actual New York State civil service type of stuff.
So, Nate, is that the reason why you don't want to do the RFP?
Yes, Kelly, it's a good program that's designed specifically for New York State Civil Service. And, you know, this is the second program we've had to do this. The first one went defunct a few years ago. And any other programs would either have to be built, you know, or something to that effect. And I, you know, this one cost us around $30,000 when we bought it. I can't imagine anything else would be any cheaper. So we'd have that cost again where we've already purchased this and it's just the maintenance fee and it's working pretty well.
Nate, Carol, is this a state contract?
No, this is a private company that we did do the RFP originally back in 16, and they were one of maybe, I'm going to say three or four that bid on it, but they were the only one that actually had a program tailored to this sort of stuff.
Anybody else? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and next, I'm requesting authorization. The DA wants to increase the salary of the DA investigator from $30,000 to $35,000 retroactive to January 1st, 2020. I think you all received the narrative from Brooks, it's regarding how the limit for the retired folks could be was lifted from 30,000 to 35,000 effective January 1st. Most of it was included in the narrative. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer. I'm not sure if Brooks is on or not.
I'm here, Nate. I'm just, you know, Walt's been with us for 6 years with absolutely no raise, and the guy is doing a phenomenal job. So we just want to make him on par with everybody else. We hired a new investigator for the discovery piece, Mark Procopio, who's another retired state police guy. He's getting paid the $35,000 because we recognize that law was in effect at the time of his hire. So with the money we have from not hiring people and putting people off, there'll be absolutely no budget impact here for us.
Brooks, approximately how many hours does he work, did you say?
Well, He records 19 and a half hours at halftime. I know he works a lot more hours than that because he's on call 24/7, and I hear from him, you know, day and night, weekends. He does the drug stuff, so he's on call for everybody all the time. Conservatively, he's probably working closer to 30 hours a week, but his deal is he gets paid this number, and that's all he gets paid. So that's the hours he works. He does presentations for us, for law enforcement, for businesses. He's a trainer. He wears an awful lot of hats because he's very, very experienced. We got very lucky we hired him. So.
Thank you.
This is Latimer. I'm going to make a motion to move us forward.
Second. A second. Any other questions for Brooks or Nate? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you much, everybody.
Next up is Brenda.
Good morning, everybody. I'm just looking to put forth the annual retirement reporting resolution. I don't have it completely together because I'm still lacking records of activities from part-time attorneys, but I'm hope to have that all together so that we can put it on the agenda for the June board meeting.
Hello.
This is Carol. How many are you lacking?
All of the part-time attorneys from the DA's office and the public defender's office.
Those attorneys.
Did we penalize them somehow before by withholding something if they didn't turn them in?
It's in our administrative code that if they do not submit them, they do not get any increments or raises next year.
That should be enough.
You would think. You would think.
We'll get a reminder today. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to suggest you send out a reminder, PD and aid the DA's office, send out reminders. You're just asking for authorization to put this on the agenda for the full legislature, Brenda?
Yes. Any of the individuals who submitted their records of activities will be included on the agenda or on the resolution. If they did not, then that's their problem, I guess. It'll have to we'll have to do another one if they don't get it in time, so. But then the retirement system will get after them about it as well, because they'll halt their retirement credits.
So is there a motion? Put it on the June.
Patrick.
Second, Latimer. I thought we already did have a motion. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you.
Jack, what did you get for us?
Hello, just one quick update. Late last night, we received word from the Association of Counties that the New York State Department of Transportation has released their CHIPS runs. And it appears from everything that we've seen, we have a call with NYSAC and the county administrators managers tonight at 4:00. So this will be a topic of conversation, but it appears that the state is preparing to guarantee 80% of what was budgeted in the state budget, with the other 20% pending any federal stimulus package. So rough numbers, we in the state budget were allocated about 4.4 million. So our 80% is about 3.5. So this morning in talking with Vince and Doug, we're going to proceed as he discussed with Public Works and I think Finance. We're going to proceed with allocating and preparing for road projects up to that 3.5 and holding back that that remaining about $800,000 until we see what happens with the federal stimulus. So that's that at least looks to be positive news.
Could I ask a question? Bob Nichols. Enhanced winter deal and Marsh Sully and those other things?
I didn't see that. The only ones that they released were CHIPS, Pave New York, and that other pot. But the CHIP, the Pave New York and the other pot were pretty much zeroed for counties in this budget. So really the only thing for us that was released is CHIPS. So I think still waiting on the extreme winter recovery.
Okay.
In the bridge.
The Marsh Sully was never at risk, was it?
Well, the state share probably is, because they're holding everything. The rest is federal. The 80% is federal.
Okay. I mean, with all that we've have invested in this Canastillo Bridge project, I assume we're not going to sit on it if the 10% or what, the 15% that the state would pay is at risk.
Right. I mean, the project's moving forward. I think practically, you know, since a lot of this money flows through the state, you know, we certainly will be delayed in getting reimbursement. And then the 15% is a question mark. That's definitely an area that they could reduce if federal funding, if the stimulus doesn't come through.
Okay.
Other than that, that's about it.
Did Jack?
Yep, unless anyone has any questions for me, yep. Or Chris.
Any old business or new business?
Brian, yes, I would like to bring something up.
Okay.
I would like to make a motion that from this point forward, we have at least our committee meetings in person. I mean, this using the computer is nice, but I'd really rather see us get together in person so that we can have better conversations. And I don't know if you want to entertain this separately, but as long as it doesn't violate any executive orders, I'd like to see us move forward and have our main meeting in person as well, provided we can find space to social distance. So I don't know if you want need to make those motions separately or how you would like to do that.
Oh no, you can make them together. I guess would you limit the committee meetings, live committee meetings, just members of that committee? Or would you allow the whole room to be full? We're not going to have access to the annex.
are we not going to have access?
Well, we go ahead, Jack.
No, with early voting, we have to check to see when they're using it. Certainly for the July meetings, they definitely will be. We will just have to check on for the main meeting to see if that will be encumbered or if we could use. I think we could use part of it at least.
Okay, well then I'll leave my motion to stand that I would like to see us move forward to try to and to have our at least committee meetings in person. And then if we can, I'd like to see the June, May meeting in person, but if space doesn't permit, then we have to continue at least the June meeting this way. But that's my motion.
Well, I'm sorry. Can I interrupt for a second?
I'm going to second the motion, Brenda, just to get the discussion on the board.
Okay. We are still under the executive order until the 27th. Kelly.
Well, I understand that, but I spoke with Jack last night and we thought that maybe those would expire or not be renewed. And at least there's no reason not to move forward with committee meetings.
I understand. Yeah, the committee meetings I agree with, but the June legislative meeting, I'm not sure we could do that.
Yeah, we're hearing, I mean, he's modifying so many of these executive orders sort of midstream. We're hearing that, you know, because it keeps coming up very often that on our control room meetings, questions about these in-person meetings of municipalities. So that's sort of a stay tuned. I think July, to Kelly's point, certainly is very doable, you know, pending any strange thing that happens with executive order or whatnot. But yeah, the question mark will be the board meeting this month.
I would like it stable, and then if we can't do it that way, we can't.
Yeah, your motion was subject to the state executive order.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
All right. So we'll do what we can do as soon as we can.
Yeah, and we'll just, we will have to make that decision for when we publish the agenda, basically. So if the executive order expires after the agenda's out, and unfortunately we're going to have to, I don't know if we can make the changes necessary.
And so, I totally understand that. I just would like it on the table.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got a motion and a second. Any other questions for anyone? If not, all.
Aye.
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 Vote. Motion carries. Anything else? Right. Any other new business? Well, that was a light agenda.
I could put forth, we are going to be transitioning to Zoom. So if you cannot download that app onto your tablets, you need to bring your tablet to IT. Just let me know when you're going to do that so I can give them a heads up. It's really only like it's a very quick fix. So
I tried to get on Zoom this morning for this meeting. It didn't work for some reason, Brenda. I guess this is the last one, right? The last WebEx?
Yes. Today will be the last WebEx meetings.
So there's nothing else. We need a motion to adjourn.
So move, Latimer.
Sorry, the chairman just texted me. Sorry to interrupt. Just real quick. So sent out an email yesterday. As you've seen, the governor issued an amended executive order that removed the 50% 50% on-site staffing effective 2 weeks after the start of phase two, which would be Friday afternoon. Talked with the chairman, talked with Darlene, and talked with the sheriff. And what we're going to do is we're going to implement that Monday, sort of a fresh start instead of Friday. And we're going to activate our 75% on-site staffing plans that will bring most of the people back that cannot telework. So the good news is that, you know, those who can telework and get 100% of their functions done will continue to do so. Those who can't will be back on site. So that gets us very close to normal operations. Still a lot of logistics to work through this week. You know, with this first bringing that much staff back, we're still going to try to do client and citizen services by appointment. DMVs will be able to open once phase three starts by appointment only. We clarified that yesterday because Scott brought up the suggestion to, and it was a great one, to you know, do the rest by appointment, but allow DMV walk-ins. But that's going to be restricted by executive order to appointments only. So, but we'll get cranking on that. I know Judy has already brought back, I think as of yesterday, pretty much all of her staff to prepare and get through some of the backlog. So we're going to try the 75% on site for a week and then sort of reassess and go from there.
Hey Jack, how do they make an appointment only for DMV?
What do you mean? How do they make an appointment or?
Do they call the local office or the main office or?
Yeah, they would call. So like if you're in Hornell, you can call the Hornell office. If you're in Bath or want to come to the main county building, you could do it that way. So they'd call their local offices and we publish those numbers. We will do a press release, you know, later on in the week, notifying folks of that.
We should not only do the press release and put the numbers clearly on the website, but I think they also ought to have a sign in the doorway of each one of the offices.
Yeah.
Saying, yeah, only appointment, here's the number to call to set it up.
Yep.
When is that going to affect you?
It would be Monday.
Monday.
Because what we're hearing is.
I have another question. Are you appointment only? Is that going to be by window or? Like there's three windows in Hornell. Now is there three people that can go in at the same time?
Yeah, I would see, yeah, not just one person in the building. I mean, obviously we'll have to maintain social distancing, you know, face coverings, those sort of things, because in those buildings, you know, that's sort of the practice and policy or building access control practice that we have. But yeah, no reason that you can't have multiple people with multiple tellers.
Okay, thank you.
I guess another question as far as DMV transactions is what is the interval of appointments?
Right, you gotta work through that, yep.
Somebody else had, didn't they have 30-minute appointments or 30-minute?
I thought that's what it was.
That seems long for a DMV transaction.
it does, just depends upon, you know, if you averaged it out, it just depends upon what, you know, you're doing. Mm-hmm.
I've
had two transactions with the DMV since we've been under this closed scenario. I went on the website, I did everything it said to do, I dropped it in the Dropbox, and within 2 days I had my plates back for a new truck and a new trailer. So good. It works. I mean,
they've been doing a good job. The only other thing I'll mention is, and again, who knows what will happen between now and then, but we're hearing, and when businesses are calling for phase three, the phase three guidance was posted last night about midnight. So if you check the New York Forward website, or I could send the link if you folks want, but it includes indoor dining for restaurants with a 50% capacity. And also personal care, so massage, tattoo, nails, those sort of things will be open with phase three. We are anticipating that setting expectations that the governor will take Friday again to review the data. So when restaurants are calling, you know, I'm saying, you know, set your expectation for Saturday, just so we don't get into the same boat that we were in last phase.
And it'll be interesting if Corning City Council actually votes to shut down Market Street.
Yep.
They can do in-street dining.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, has there been any improvement on the lab test results for those groups that need to be tested?
No. No, we're still seeing the positive that we got yesterday. That 4 to 7 day window out. I just got a couple texts this morning from folks in the community about that too, who went through a drive-through testing here in Bath. And they're told to self-isolate until the test results come back, and now you're waiting up to a week. It's not good. I know the Post did a story about that. I haven't read it yet. I saw that because there's been a lot of discussion and everyone's facing the same thing. And the massage therapists, tattoo artists, the nail salons, those folks are going to have to get tested just like the stylists and the barbers too. So you're bringing even more folks that have to get this testing. Then there's also the insurance component. We're hearing the insurance companies are drawing the line in the sand and fighting that it's not medically necessary. So a lot to come on that.
Well, I sent out the email that our nursing home clients are saying that they're told by the lab that they're 12 weeks behind. So you're getting tests twice a week and you're not even getting any results.
Can't be 12, yeah. 12 days.
12 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, we're hearing, I mean, in a best case scenario, people are tested twice before they get their first result back. And that's a best case scenario right now.
So that means, Jack, if I could interject, that we could very likely have an exposure and not know it for a really significant length of time.
Especially for the asymptomatic people. Yep.
And that just is counter to everything we're trying to accomplish.
It is. Yep.
It's hard to sit here as a government official and tell business owners, particularly salons, let's say right now we're going through with a hairstylist, they're trying to do the right thing and comply with the guidelines, but it's not productive.
No, I agree. It's very difficult. Congressman Reed, we have weekly calls with him in the hospitals and the nursing homes. They've been all over it. We've made some connections with private labs, working with Jamie and the IDA and others, for some of the adult care facilities. It's just, even the large ones, Quest was one of the big ones that stepped up their capacity, but now they're up against the ability to process these in a quick fashion. So testing is great, but it's slowed down the process quite a bit.
A test is great if you get the results. Mm-hmm. No good.
Exactly.
No.
Just a waste of money.
John Malter, what about these 5-minute tests that they were reporting back several weeks ago? They're not available?
So what we're hearing is the reagents, the liquid mediums that are used in the labs for the rapid testing are in very short supply. I heard one hospital here locally that did that. So anyone who came in for, you go to the ER and you get a rapid test, they're not able to do that anymore as of last week. I haven't heard. That was like last Wednesday was when I heard that. I haven't heard this week. We have another call, I think, tomorrow. Sorry, Brian, that's it for me.
Anything else? We already had a motion to adjourn. Then we got the breaking news from Jack. So the meeting's adjourned.